You can actually still whip your wife on the courthouse steps.
Yeah.
Don't try it. Do not try it.
They don't go. Don't come to the undisclosed location.
Yeah. All laws she are permanent. That's our plan. All laws are permanent. Always remember that.
All laws. What'd you say?
All laws are permanent.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Just like with the impact fee, we need to, talk about that.
Oh, no, they brought up an impact fee?
They brought up the impact fee.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. With us today, we have Matt, Jeff, and guest, Tim Taylor.
Hello.
Tim's been an activist in Kershaw County for a number of years, follows the Kershaw County Council on a regular basis. And I thought we'd invite him on here to get his take on what's going on. Tim, welcome.
Welcome. Why did I say welcome? Thank you.
First time at the undisclosed location.
I know. I didn't even know where I was when I got here. GPS just said, you're screwed, dude.
You better turn around.
A black Dodge did follow me quite closely. I don't know what was going on, but I was
never
ready.
Never know, man.
Well, they buy Fords, don't they?
Who, out here in Cassett?
The sheriff's office.
Well, his wife works for Ford, so.
Well, I'm driving a Ford.
That's it.
I love
Matt,
my Ford.
If because Fords are better,
right.
It's not
nothing to worry about there.
It's not nepotism or any kind of thing like that.
Fords are better. At least they're spending the money in the county if they're buying it instead of buying it out of Lexington.
They're buying them fleets, is what they say. Buying them out of the procurement fleet of the state.
The state buys a big chunk of cars and then they get them from them.
And somebody gets a kickback from Ford or Dodge or whoever the flavor of the month is. And they go back and forth between all them things.
So, what's been going on, fellas? I've been killing myself at work the past month and had some shit going on here at the homestead to take care of.
County Council last night, I left early. Mm-hmm. Tim stayed through most of it, I believe.
Yeah, I was about to leave, and then I heard Tucker start talking about the proposed budget, and the first flipping thing I heard was $6 million for recreation. And then he looked at everybody, because he knew that, I mean, there's going to be backlash. Of course there is. And he looked at everybody and said, I can't remember the term he used, but it's not earmarked yet.
Oh.
You know, I don't know what term he used.
So
but
it's
earmarked
$6 million just floating out there for them to use for whatever they decide to use it on.
In recreation.
And it just so happens to me, the same $6 million that they're been trying to get this whole time.
Right. And this isn't a use of ARPA funds. The right way to use ARPA funds.
It's coming out of the budget. It's budgeted money.
Well, he said he wanted, when he was there, out of his mouth, he said, unfortunately, you can only get it on audio.
And we need to talk about that.
What the heck was your question?
$6 million, not earmarked.
Yeah, but that he said, but it is coming out of ARPA funds. He says $6 million is coming out of ARPA.
Yeah,
which is not. I cannot remember the website I was reading. It's like Government Finance Officers Association. It's exactly what it is. They may not be like a paying member of the association, but by default they are. They are government finance officers.
Right.
So one of the things it said in there, it's non-recurring funds.
Yeah.
So it should not be used to start any new projects that will need to be funded out of county funds later on. Okay, it is, I mean, I don't
know. That's pretty cut and dry.
Is Thor going to come down from the sky and take care of Woodard Park for us?
Yeah, well, all the people on Fair Street and Littleton and Mill, all those fine folks.
With their zero turn lawnmowers, yeah. They'll come
down
there.
Well, they'll send their Mexican laborers down.
Because, see, I live in Elgin, and there's no way I drive. Frankly, I don't even know where Woodard Park is. I just know it's nowhere close to Maine.
No. Yeah. Just think, you know where you see all the crackheads crossing the street in Camden?
Yes.
That's that park right there.
Oh.
The woods,
right before,
the swamp
right
on the left.
You go to over the train bridge across coming into Camden on the left right there.
Across from the BFW.
Okay. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Your train station would be on the
opposite. And I don't want to disparage the fine people crossing the street there in Camden.
I don't get where they can justify the $6 million. I think to me that'd be it'd be against good policy from what this association set up, because I mean they've been around for a while, but ARPA came up, so they set up guidelines that you should follow as a steward of our money, right. And the head of the finance committee should be steering it in that direction, and he's not. That person being Sammy Tucker.
Well, they were recommended by the move that Russell Braswell made.
Right.
To recommend to the finance committee
mandated.
Oh, you mean
the county council voted on it and mandated.
You mean that motion that he put forward when all he put on the agenda was recreational revitalization projects that nothing about a vote, had no
documentation.
No receipts. Yeah. I like how you say that all the time, receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came up for a vote, and I think everybody in the crowd was like, what exactly just happened?
Isn't that the crazy thing that we all knew something was wrong?
Yes.
But the council sat there quietly.
Yes.
Except for Jimmy, I think the Jimmy and Katie said there's no supporting documentation.
Right.
This is against the rules.
Right.
They fucking voted for it anyway. Everybody in the crowd is like, what the hell did you just do?
Right.
You just committed us to spend $6 million for recreation.
Well, you know what?
Regardless of MUSC.
You know what? They can uncommit us.
They sure can.
I mean, if they can change ordinances, why can't they change
rescind? They can it right now that they're saying, mm-hmm. these are uncommitted. We hadn't made a decision.
Guess what? We can
always back out.
Right.
All this kind of stuff to keep you tagging along. Because they're going to get out the stick and you ain't getting the care.
Well, let me go even further, right? So you had the group that voted this in, the four,
mm-hmm.
Four or five out of the seven.
It
was four.
Four out of seven.
They
voted this in, right? And then they sit there and they go, oh my gosh.
Sammy, Jimmy, and Katie didn't vote.
Right. So then the three who didn't vote, oh my goodness, what did you do? Why did you commit us to $6 million? We had no idea, right? But
yeah.
They know good and well. It goes, they could, any one of them could say, hey, look, we messed up with this $6 million. I want to vote right now to decommit this $6 million, put it back into the fund, and start over.
Based on good principles that have been set up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Any one of them can make that motion, but they don't.
That's true.
So they sit up there like they're shocked that this shit happened.
Well, even if they did make
there was no backroom deals. It was supposed to be a 6-1 vote. It was decided before. They had all gotten together. They got their votes together. 6-1. It was supposed to be 6 against Jimmy. And then when it actually came down to it, it came out the way it did.
I'm glad Jimmy was at least the lone warrior standing against it.
You gotta have one of those.
I know.
Otherwise it doesn't make it real, you know.
Doesn't give it the
It's kinda like a good like worldwide wrestling. You know what I mean?
So that's
if the bad guy don't win every now and then and the good guy win every now and then.
Hey, I know one of them guys personally, so I'm not gonna say which one. He might be embarrassed by knowing. Don't
know. We all know who it is. There's only one.
Oh, just shut up.
But this is theater. It's political theater.
Yeah.
It's oh my gosh, Sammy, why did you vote that way? I'm really upset at you. Jimmy, you shouldn't talk to me that way. I'm a councilman too. And then they go back slap each other on the back.
I hate all the POBs that they give each other. Mm-hmm. You know, with all due respect. Invariably, when you say with all due respect, the next thing out of your mouth is going to be disrespectful.
It's like saying, I'm not a racist, but.
Just stop. Just stop talking. I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. I know. You just said something that sparked. Oh, the Sammy being the lone vote, just like him being the lone vote against the radios.
It's theater, process over people. That's why I didn't go to the council meeting 2 weeks ago because my son was in a car accident.
I'm glad he's okay.
He's good. And then this week I was, I should go to the, fuck it. I was like, you know what? I want to come home and kiss my beautiful pregnant bride and chase the goats and drink some beer and, you know,
something productive.
Do something productive with my time.
Mine said, you're leaving again tonight? Yeah, just for a little while. Yay! She gets to watch that trash TV
What kind of surprised me, I kind of glanced over the agenda and everything, you know, and I knew I was going to speak. I didn't know what the hell I was going to say.
Right.
But like usual. Before I jotted down a few notes because I want to hit some high points.
On the back of an envelope while you're traveling on a train is what it looked like.
Yeah, kind of.
Back of cigarette papers.
Yeah.
I got it here somewhere. Hold on. Richard Pryor.
But when I got done with it, immediately Katie went into a public hearing about the fee and land for the sawmill.
And you went,
Yeah. Nobody was going to speak or anything. I said, oh, what the hell? So I went up and gave them, eight or 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, you get 10 minutes on public hearing.
Awesome. And I talked about freedom.
That's amazing.
And I talked about getting government out of our lives. Mm. And I talked about the smaller the government, the more liberty you have. And why don't you damn, instead of comprehensive planning, just write down, we're gonna have more freedom.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty simple.
After you left, that's when you left, because that's when they started talking about the developmental impact fee.
Impact fee. Yeah.
I mean, anytime the government imposes a financial a compulsory financial transaction. They love the little euphemism
fee.
Yeah. No, it's a tax. Jag off.
They'll call it
Let's
a
not
millage.
Dilute ourselves.
It's a millage.
Yeah.
We're not stealing it out of your pocket.
No,
it's a millage.
Which is for the greater good.
For the greater good.
Yeah, it's like the back in the day before they had the ridges on the coins when people would used to shave it off.
Yeah.
That's the same thing they're doing.
It's the ends justify the means.
Yeah.
For all of them, whether they be communist, Marxist, socialist, democracy lovers, or Republican democracy.
I know there's one commie on there for sure that I know about. Hope he doesn't bring any of those European ideas back with him.
You talking about your councilman who loves to travel?
He's not my councilman.
Oh, he's not?
No, Jimmy's my councilman, District 4.
He can't hear you.
I'm lucky.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
He can't hear you anyway.
Do what?
He can't hear you anyway.
Do what? Hold on. Talking to my phone so I can hear you. Now, I did read up on that, and you can do that, but his were so loud, I could hear
the music.
I could hear it.
What was he playing?
From what I could hear, it was just static noise. I couldn't hear anything definitive. But
it sounded like that Sam Smith to me. You know that guy, Sam Smith? I think that's who he was listening to. That's what it sounded like.
Oh boy.
Good, that guy.
Y'all looked that one up on Brave.
Yeah.
You think it was not like National Lampoon's European?
Oh. Did you erase the tape, honey? Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit! All right. So
Russell wasn't there, by the way. I'm sorry. Y'all can't see that he's not there, but he's somewhere.
His daddy sent him on a business trip.
You could hear him for a minute or two on the phone, and then I guess whatever he was doing was more important than we lost him. because Europe doesn't have good Wi-Fi, apparently.
No. Well, it's a long way between towers.
Uh-huh, yeah, because that's how that works. Mm. Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I mean, apparently, because that's how earphones and phones work.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So they did the Philo reading again. Was that the second reading?
No, it wasn't a reading. It was information only.
Yeah.
Leading up to the changes. The Philo. No, the Philo for New South was passed. And all the Philos were passed.
Of course.
They're going to be. I mean, I can't, like I said, I can't blame you because this is the way it's been done for so long.
Did you see
that we have to plan to get rid of it? We have to wean ourselves off of this kind of teat.
We're not going to get weaned.
That's the only way we're going to be free is to wean ourselves off the addiction of government.
Now, I do believe to a point with government that. I'm total limited government.
Is that line? For you, you know.
For me, I could say for me.
That's what I want to know.
Where
would that line be?
It would be necessary services to ensure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to the citizens, which to me would be emergency services, which would mean a standing military because it has to protect us. Do we have to have a military that goes overseas? No. We don't. Not unless there's some kind of war that happens, or as some people like to call them, conflicts. You know, men don't fight conflicts.
We shouldn't be in NATO or UN.
Yeah, I agree with that. We should kick them off and actually dedicate the whole UN building to all the suffering and starving homeless veterans that are on the street.
Do you think that we need a federal union, and do you think that this union as it exists right now can be dismantled enough to get to the limited government that you envision?
Unfortunately, not with the choices we have right now. No, I don't think so. And it's sad because, I mean, that's what George Washington is my God with a little g. You know what I mean? He's not God. God is my God, but George Washington and the things that he stood for were just, I mean, he took this nation from 13 little colonies and did what he did, and now we are where we are. And they'd be stacking bodies by now is what the founding fathers would be doing. I mean, they'd be, what are you talking about? No, this is not what we envisioned. No, all this, and I actually looked into the COG and all that stuff, and I think it's a bunch of BS. Why do we need that?
Yeah.
Because if it's a government by the people and for the people, then why do we need other people deciding what our freedom is? Yeah. Why don't we get to do it by a vote?
That's really what they are. For funds.
Yes.
For money that is stolen from us and printed in triplicate at the Fed.
Whenever they hold a constitutional convention, I think that they should about the 16th Amendment as well. I mean, get rid of that was the right amendment, right? Income tax? 16th, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize it, allegedly.
Yeah, I don't.
I do, I gotta say.
I don't recognize its authority.
Authority?
I pay for my plates for my car. You can see it.
Yeah, don't do the homemade plates, man. That's gonna get you.
Yeah, you can do the homemade plates if you know what you're doing. I could navigate that, and it would take a while to train the local police officers to what was really actually happening. I've never made that choice because I don't want to get tied up in that effort, which would take 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Then, if you push that even further, make your bubble bigger. In other words, you go into Richland County or you go into Chester County. Now you're creating that same problem where now you're spending all your time. Like my seatbelt tickets. I've got 26 seatbelt tickets and I've won 25 of them. And there's a dirty cop did me wrong and made me lose the 26th, and they suspended my driver's license because the notification of the court date went to the wrong address.
Oh, but Lord.
It's not a dirty cop.
Yeah, oh, there are no dirty cops. That's right. They're clean. But
just a bad apple. That's all you get. One bad apple.
But I don't.
Well, good God.
All right, next. We're not going to put our guest in an uncomfortable position.
Well, we were talking about the impact fees.
Yeah.
So they were. So when we were, they were, the guy was up there going over it.
What is an impact fee?
It's a developmental impact fee.
So if you want to.
If you want to build a development, or Katie got it clarified, if you own this piece of property, then you buy and you already have your mobile home here. Mobile homes, by the way, are going to be the most highly taxed. If you have a mobile home here and you have another piece of property over here, if you move that mobile home, that's considered a new development, a new build, so you're paying that almost $3,000 fee from what they put on. Mm-hmm. So, and now if the developer is doing it, coming in and either setting up a trailer park or setting up stick-built homes, they have to pay the fee. Well, Jimmy brought up, asked the guy, because I'm sitting there like, oh my God, what do you think happens?
Yeah.
Every company in the world, when they get hit with something by the government, they pass it on to the consumer.
Well, yes. Who ultimately pays anyway?
It's the taxpayer.
It's the human.
So Jimmy brought it up that it was a tax, and he said straight out before the presentation was even finished, he's like, I'm not voting for it. I was like, cool, that's fine, excellent.
You know how they do it in Lancaster County?
I don't.
So when a neighborhood is built, if it's going to impact the resident, right, so it's going to impact the
sewer,
fire, police, EMS. If it's going to impact that, then they have to give something. Like we had a neighborhood, the fire department I worked at, small volunteer fire department. Then they hired us some full-time guys. They got turned into a full-time station. Big neighborhood wants to build. The county says, yeah, we'll approve it, but you need to buy an engine for your fire department that's going to come respond to you. Cool. Bought $1.5 million fire engine. But that's nothing to develop. They pass that on to the consumer, right?
Well, and they look at that. They look at cost and all too.
Sure.
And if they're putting 100 and they got to spend $1 million, or if they're putting 200 and they're spending $1 million, mm-hmm. which one is more cost effective? Of course, the two is. So it also incentivizes them to try to get the densest.
Yes.
Well, that's what he was talking about that too, and he was talking about how you can manipulate where people are going to live and this, that, and the other.
This is government control
of how they want you to
eventually live, work, and
right. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, Katie and Jimmy and I think Brant actually said it out loud too. But we want to make sure that you use your property the way that. You want to use it. Obviously, if it impacts somebody else, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't shoot my guns into somebody else's yard.
Well, right. What's the role?
Or I can't go running through their yard.
Block up a creek
that runs through two properties. Right. Yeah.
What's the rule?
Don't hurt anybody. Don't steal their shit.
Yeah, don't steal anybody's shit.
Mine's always been do no harm, take no shit.
That's where the pursuit of happiness doctrine is I have a right to pursue my happiness, which is my liberty, right? I can live free as long as my liberty doesn't cross over into this person's liberty.
My freedoms end where yours begin.
That's where, if it does, we discuss it as citizens. If we can't, then we take it to the court. That's where the government would say, oh, well, you can come here and redress your grievances or figure out the contract.
That would be civil. And then criminal would be judged on just what we said.
If I
don't hurt anybody and don't steal their shit.
Yes. Yeah.
If you have either one of those and you have a complainant, somebody that was injured, and you have
not the state.
And then you had a witness.
Yeah.
And a complainant can't be the witness.
Correct.
Then you can adjudicate.
And the cop is not a witness because he got there late.
That's natural law, right?
Yeah, that would be natural law. And then out of that came common law. But now what we have today is administrative law, which is law of the sea, which is the reason they call it the criminal justice system is because it's run by a bunch of damn criminals.
which is what this impact fee is. They showed little dots of everybody that's doing it, and I'm just like, my God, why are you taking more of our flipping money? And they said that per the Census Bureau, that more people live in a mobile home than in a stick-built home. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, probably because right now, the way the economy is, which is bad, by the way, people kind of cram up into homes.
Yeah, or doubling up.
Or double up.
Not to mention the fact that
I thought that they wanted an affordable home.
Or live in a tent.
Well, they only
live in a tent.
Well, that's affordable.
Affordable housing.
Yeah, but God, darn. Are they going to tax that too? Is that a new building?
Well, you know that there is a county ordinance that you can't live in a non-permanent dwelling on your property.
So if I put some lawn staples into the bottom of the tent, that's permanent?
It could be permanent, sure.
Hey, man. Put it on a concrete pad and staple it down.
Shit in a hose.
You can be trans-permanent.
Yeah, trans-permanent.
Can't I identify as permanent?
Identify as a three-story condo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I identify
with this impact fee, say I own 38 acres here. If I want to build a cabin over there in the woods, is there an impact fee?
Yes.
For that?
Yes.
Because it's another place I could be dwelling.
Exactly. It's another piece that you developed. That's all they look at. And they charge the fee by how many people are in the household. But they only know how many people in the household by going by the Census Bureau. Mm. So they count a kid, a non-income generating human being, as a person in the household. Well, they don't contribute anything.
Kids
are kids. They are. They're users.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what drains your supply.
There's a reason they call it dependent.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why you can write them off.
Yeah, not depends undergarments, but dependent.
Yeah, so even if that kid is 18 and not paying taxes in school under the age of 21, he's still considered a resident, so you're paying a higher fee. And if you live in a mobile home, God forbid you live in a mobile home now. It's like they're trying to drive people away from living in mobile homes for some reason.
And this goes back again.
Which is a majority of the country part of... Or the country, the county part, country,
the rural,
I can't say the word, that's why I wouldn't do it. But, yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, so, go ahead, man.
The impact fee, the good intention part of it is, when a developer comes in, we're going to build a 300 household subdivision.
So they got to pay.
They would have to pay a certain fee.
So that you can move.
Hire more firefighters, hire more EMTs.
But wait a minute, hold on. This is so weird. Couldn't we do that with ARPA money?
That's strange, yeah.
Holy shnikes. I need a Scooby snack. Mm.
The bad that comes with that good intention, like you say, the path to hell is paved with good intention, right? Is the rest of us, lowly taxpayers who are already struggling with unprecedented inflation, damn near depression, right? Our utilities are getting more expensive.
God help the people living in Camden.
Fuel's getting more expensive. Everything like that. So now we have to pay an impact fee if I want to build a little cabin out in the woods for me and my wife.
A self-sustaining cabin out in the woods.
Well,
you have to pay for it.
They can come get it. That's my point. You can come get it.
This is problem, reaction, solution.
Yes.
Because in West Walter Reed, what did they do? A number of years ago, they set these zoning laws and all to where all these little builders could come in and just multiply like little ants.
Right. I call
everywhere.
It raping.
They do it right down the street from my house.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Put eight houses on 2 acres.
But see, when they put that sewer system in, right, they were touting economic development and all.
Mm-hmm.
And so they let the houses come in.
Well, that's taken away from the economic development plan now, Jeff. Yeah. We need more gallons.
Well, so the problem is overgrowth. Everybody's complaining about it, right? Sure. So how do you do? Well, you give government more control over private property in order to direct where this stuff is going. You
and
see?
I'm not cool with that at all. That is not part of what the government I
envision. It'll make you feel better because, you know, growth won't be as much. Bullshit.
So my original thought was, I'm going to get on the planning commission, planning and zoning, and I'll get in there and I'll just say no to it. But then I was sort of thinking, the more American thing to do would be when they build a neighborhood over there across the way, I'm just going to wear my damn Speedo with my AK-47 and a cowboy hat.
And a big American flag.
Yeah, just patrol my
I'll come over and dress like Klinger.
Yeah. What? That's.
Oh,
that's
my God.
We'll just.
No, I'm sorry. You should dress in robes. I'm just going to leave it at that. Draw your own conclusions. You should dress in robes.
I might start collecting appliances on my property or something for scrap metal. Yeah. Start an LLC. Yeah. That's my business, scrap metal. Yeah.
The zoning probably doesn't apply out here because I remember when I used to work for the county back in 2007, I started driving by all the old places and I'm like, oh my God, that building is still standing? Wow. It's Rust holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
But the impact fees, I have to say, from watching Jimmy, from watching Jimmy and Katie and hearing what they have to say, and actually Derek too, they were not really on board, it seemed like, with the impact fees. And Brant was kind of hard to read. I don't think Danny's on board either.
There's a way to change it through the Planning and Zoning Commission where you can say, okay, we will allow you to build this, but X amount of homes needs X amount of property that you buy to build an EMS station. Or give us the corner to put a little substation there.
Or maybe put a fire station in all the places in the county that need them.
So, look, if you're impacting the civil services, if you're impacting that, you should pay a fee into it. So, like Target.
But they're just going to pass it on down to the consumer.
Yes. Of course. But that's okay. Those fucking assholes everything. Don't need to buy these houses and move here. Get out. Don't live here.
True. That'll be an incentive not to live here. That's true.
Let's think about if government wasn't there.
Okay.
Hypothetically. And here comes the developer wants to build 300 houses. Where's he going to put his shit?
On somebody else's land that he bought.
Yeah, he's going to have to rent it from a private citizen.
He's going to have to do something with it, otherwise he's not going to be able to sell his houses because it smells like pig crap.
Right. Exactly.
And then he'd be into all kinds of litigation and everything.
Yes.
He needs to sell a safe, secure home.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise
he's liable.
Yeah.
So he's going to be forced to put in a septic system of some sort, plant or something like that.
We talked about this with the insurance company should be the one in charge. Keep going.
So he goes to the bank and the bank says, you know, what you gonna do with your shit? And he says, I got this plan to build this septic system, and this company here who is certified by such and such federation of shit taken care of and this will work. And the bank says, okay, if you do it that way, we're going to finance it, but you have to have insurance. And so you go to the insurance company and say, I want to build this, and they say, what are you going to do with your shit? And you say, well, here it is, and look, the county even says it's okay and everything, or the bank does. I'm taking the government out of it. And so that contract comes together, and so all those parties have risk in that skin in that game. At the current level, nobody has skin in the game because the government has everything, and they're not to blame for anything.
Well, no, of course not.
At any point in time. So whatever mischief they get into about overbuilding and mismanaging sewer allocations and all that is because government can't run a business because they're a fucking monopoly.
You're right. Well, government can't run a business.
They're a monopoly of violence, organized crime.
Well, that's why the government created the RICO Act to go after the mob.
So Jeff,
they had too much competition.
Right. Jeff, what you're describing is a free market. That's a true free market.
Yeah.
I want to build this.
I believe in a free market.
And somebody says, well, I'll give you some money to build it, but in order for me to limit my liability, I need to make sure you're doing X, Y, Z. And you have to have insurance. Okay, you go to the insurance company. I'm going to build 50 houses. Cool. What kind of standards are you using to build them with?
Right. Here
they got to make sure, the bank's got to make sure they're going to get their money.
The bank and the insurance
company. And the bank would already have a series of standards that the builder has to meet.
Yeah,
your studs there,
that's where the inspections come from. When we build houses, we borrow money from the bank to build these houses. They got a checkoff list that they come out once, whenever you want to draw, and they come out and check off, well, you got this, 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 and this. But they're just listing things, and they don't look at quality because they figure that the government is doing the minimal standards.
And the houses that are being built are shit.
And you have homeowners insurance to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So look what the VA does. Have you ever gotten a VA loan?
No.
When you get a VA loan, they'll come out and they'll say, this railing is not the code. You need to fix this before we finance this. You don't have any GFIs in your kitchen. We're not going to finance this. They check everything.
Yeah.
Guaranteeing the loan.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay for the house burning down.
It's kind of like a buyer. A buyer should be what? Where? Be aware of what's going on. So as such, you have a personal responsibility to look out for who?
Yourself.
You. So you would hire somebody that you think is a reputable home inspector. Mm-hmm. And that home inspector would be in addition to your bank man and your insurance man and your builder, who hopefully you trust.
or you want to build your own home on your own property that you own free and clear. Nobody should be able to come and tell you shit about how you build that house.
Right. And they're going to tax. Well, they're going to tax you too.
Well, assess it, right?
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, they're going to do the impact fee on you.
Right.
We're supposing that we don't have Mr. Government.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This was okay. We were going down the rabbit hole with Alice.
This is conspiracy theorist.
Okay. Drink me.
I got to take a potty break, man. Let's take a break.
All right. Break time.
So have I.
Story of your life.
Yeah, I know.
Well, which potty did you use?
The Bradford pair.
The men, women, or other?
I use the other. I was like, the hell with it. I might as well try it.
Yeah. You know, I've been drinking that queer beer for about 40 years. And I was wondering about, you know, I think about 6 months. No, it's been about 3 years. I had this urge when Henry McMaster closed all the haircutting places. Mm-hmm. I had this urge to grow my hair out. And of late, I've been thinking about coming to county council with my lipstick, and I think they done put something in that beer, the queer beer.
Well, Alex Jones warned us, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that was gay frogs.
Gay frogs.
The water was turning the frogs gay.
Yeah, and it is.
Water to make beer.
Was there a study done on the frogs?
Yeah.
On their mating practices?
Some of the chemicals and all are not turning them gay, but they...
Gender dysphoria?
Yeah.
Hermaphroditic.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Born with both sex organs.
Okay. Well, hey, man, it's easy to make babies, I guess.
Huh? Or none?
Or none.
One or the other?
Like a donkey.
Yeah. I think it's none.
Yeah.
I think it was her.
We all know Monsanto is straight from the pits of hell.
I do believe in that. I do believe in that one too.
Mm-hmm. So So, you know, environmentally, it's no wonder that people are getting chronically sick.
Yeah. You can't find anything that's not GMO'd without
that's the thing,
an arm and a leg on the damn thing.
There's GMO, super creepy scientist GMO, but then there's also selective breeding amongst vegetables and fruit.
Yeah, cross-pollinating and that.
So when you get a seedless watermelon, that is genetically modified.
Oh, yeah, because that's not natural.
Or corn, when you buy an ear of corn and it's a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, no, corn's like this big.
I know.
And it's really not good to eat. Like, you can't, you know, you can grind it up into cornmeal. It's where you get grits and all that, but you can't steam it and eat corn kernels. But it ain't good for that.
No.
Well,
you can pop them.
That might be why, you know, afterwards, the next day, you got a little yellow spots floating around.
Yeah. Oh, good God.
Yeah. Humans are not supposed to be consuming corn.
This out, apparently, it doesn't change enough.
Well, that could, you know what? That was a perfect segue into sanitation.
Oh, there you go.
I wonder how many corn kernels floating around.
We have got over in, it's Derek's district.
It's almost Richland County. It's right there, close by, isn't it?
Well, it's the last one on Highway 1 before you get to Richland County. Mm-hmm. And it's right there before you get into Elgin. And every time you go in there, it's completely full. And Danny had let me know that it's because of all the new growth.
Oh, you're talking about the trash dump, the recycling center. I thought you were talking about the shit tanks.
No.
Not the shitines.
The shit tanks.
No.
Okay, so you're talking about recycling center.
Yeah.
So recently in the county council, they've been talking about doing curbside service, contracting with a company to do compaction before it goes to the dump.
I know about the compaction, yeah. And but I didn't know about the
so they're trying to figure out a solution to everybody showing up at these facilities that the county built to dump their household trash.
Because they're not ready. They weren't ready for it.
No, why am I going to pay somebody to come pick up my trash when I can drive 5 miles down the road that way, 5 miles up that way?
Isn't that why they put that $50 fee on your property tax every year to cover that? Years ago,
Now they want you to pay another.
That's when they took over. When they took the whole thing over from a contract they had with Waste Management to begin with, they decided that they were going to buy all the trucks, they were going to buy all the cans,
and they charged us for it.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Were they going to? I mean, I know Sammy Tucker is going to come back and say, we can't fund that this year, just like the radios. He just let somebody else deal with them. Yeah. Let somebody else
pass
deal.
The buck.
And now you have to have it done.
Right.
Otherwise, you people die and melt when you go into fires and you can't talk to somebody, you can't see in front of you. Screw that. I've been inside a burning building without protection trying to get out. And I'm like, it sucked.
It was horrifying.
It wasn't even a full blaze fire.
Yeah.
But I was scared shitless.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and you know, this sort of stuff, trash, people create trash. There's an easy way to deal with it. You just turn it back into carbon, right? In your own backyard.
Yeah, I mean, I burn a lot of my trash and then I recycle the rest of it. Whatever I can't do either one to both,
do composting of, you know, anything that's organic. Organic matter, you know, that
but even the paper.
Our dogs eat all of our organic.
Your mail is not organic.
No.
That shit has kept so much chemicals in it.
I'm so far out of the system, I don't even get mail.
Man. I almost deleted one of my email accounts today.
You know,
I started going through it and I was like, do I need anything on this? I should just delete this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, I
advocated
last night for a out and out tax revolt.
Yeah, so explain this.
I want everybody to get together and say, you know what? I ain't putting up with this shit no more. I'm going to join with my other people, like-minded people, and form a Minuteman, if you will, coalition that we're not paying you guys anymore. We hold the purse strings. We have the power. We're not afraid of you anymore. We're going to protect each other. And then when they come, because you know they are.
Oh, yeah, with the armed IRS agents.
Or whatever. In general, they're going to come first with paper, and then they're going to come with clipboards and suits. Yeah. And then they'll come with the elevator.
Yeah.
But to begin with, what if they went to five houses, and every time they went there, all of a sudden 30 or 40 people showed up?
They'd get scared real quick.
And what if at a tax sale, 40 or 50 people showed up in support of that property owner, and, you know,
they used to do that.
Kind of tap on the shoulders of those people, those little buyers.
They used to do that back in the day when the bank foreclosed on their farms. Everybody would come around, and when it's tax sale time, if anybody outbid the original owner, they got their butt whooped.
Yeah.
With sticks.
Yeah. You think we could do that here in Cassett?
I don't know. Why not? I mean,
the free state of Cassett?
I get it. It is pretty free out here, man.
They have kept us divided for so long. And in all kinds of areas, black and white and religious and
I don't remember any of this in the 90s when I was growing up. None of this.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of this BS.
No.
Well, you remember when homeowners associations, that was like some bullshit you saw in Caddyshack. Right? That was like something you would laugh at. Like, who would pay money to somebody
to
tell you how long to let your grass grow before you cut? Like, who the fuck does? Now it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
We
didn't live in an HOA. Hell don't live in an HOA.
I didn't grow up in an HOA. When I left for the Army, on my, 18, when I left, we didn't have an HOA. And then when I came home, I was like, they formed an HOA. I was like,
in the 90s, people were, what did they call it? Responsible for themselves. And they took pride in what they had. And, cut your lawn. Well, I should say, I cut the lawn and I kept it nice.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't, my dad wouldn't feed me.
Right.
So, that's the way it is.
And if the stripes aren't the right direction.
Exactly.
Well, now we rely on Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed it over the years going to county council. That in general, the majority of people are there to beg for something.
Yes. You mean the people coming up to talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're begging for something, or they want a pat on the back for something.
Yeah. But begging for something, government do this, government do that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it might be advocating for, good, bad, or indifferent. That's what we got to get away from, because government has been our sugar daddy, and they're selling us an addiction, and then they're putting a carrot out there and saying you can have this, but you have to do this.
Right.
Yes, with all the stipulations on it.
Yeah.
And that's what MUSC did with that money.
Right.
Here's your stuff. It's just like the federal government. Here's the stipulation.
The letter.
Which the ARPA funds are our stipulations. You cannot use it, or you should not use it for ongoing projects.
Yeah.
They should be putting up a fire station. They should be fixing the existing.
You can pay off the bond for this fire station down the road.
I didn't even know there was one, but yes, there's one. Mm-hmm. Kids need to have recreation. I agree with that. I don't mind, but you got to fix what we already have first. Do not start expanding.
Look, man. There's plenty of creeks and woods.
I agree with you on that, too.
If people stop being assholes when you see a kid running through your property, don't be an asshole, man. Let the kid be a kid.
As long as he's not.
If you're that kid's parents,
anything.
Don't be an asshole if he falls and breaks his leg. Don't sue the homeowner.
Right.
That's really what it is.
Johnny, you shouldn't have been over there.
Don't be an asshole. Don't hurt anybody and don't steal their shit. I'm adding on to it. I'm going to write a whole new book, man. Don't be an asshole.
It'll be small.
I have to have
a forward by some famous politician or somebody.
Yeah, 10 pages.
Maybe I'll get Rand Paul to do the forward for me.
You can get Russell.
Turn the page.
Russell.
Don't be an asshole. Turn the page. Don't hurt anybody. Turn the page. Don't steal the shit.
I'm going to save this for my talk at next council meeting, but Russell and Sammy what they didn't say in the rate when they were discussing the radios, what they didn't say said a lot. And
what happened with the radios?
Well, this was back on the 25th.
Oh yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, go yeah, ahead. That yeah, on the 25th.
All
right. But there's just I watched them, and I don't trust either one of those two.
God no.
Russell is this isn't libel or slander? No, it's not libel because I'm not writing it. I don't think it's slanders. It's my opinion. I think Russell is a spoiled, rich mama's boy, and.
Yeah, yeah. Mom and Dad. Yeah.
I think that nepotism runs deep
mm-hmm.
in those roots.
Yeah.
I think other things run deep in those roots. And
you're not talking about inbreeding, are you?
I don't want to even think about stuff like that.
All right. Carry on.
The haircut alone. I mean, mine looks like I was in the 90s.
I wish I had hair like Russell Brazel.
I look like a 90s skater punk is what I look like.
I really wish I had his head of hair.
Well, that's true. The volume. The volume.
I'm not saying.
Use hems. It worked for me. Got rid of my patch. It might take.
I'm too far gone.
Yeah, yeah. You should get that thing that Pitbull uses. I think it's called the Pitbull.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do have that, actually.
Does it work?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Oh, okay.
It really does work.
When I reach that level of domeness, I'll look into it.
They're not a sponsor of the show, but I highly recommend the Pitbull head shaver. It really works.
Well, in the end, do you think that that Sammy's finance report moved the ball forward enough for them to, on second reading of the budget, include the matching funds for Woodward Park?
I bet you not, because I bet you that something is going to happen and those funds are not going to be available.
I'll tell you this.
Something is going to happen. It's going to cost more than $12 million or $12 million.
Let me say that.
No way.
There's no money for Woodward Park. Zero. Woodward Park is going to get $0. Zero.
You mean from
mark my words.
From MUSA?
Woodward Park is going to get $0. Larry Doby and Casey West will get thrown a few shekels, and that'll be the last you hear of it. And the next thing you know, we're going to have a YMCA in Lugo.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I want to know about,
I can't wait to see if that comes to fruition.
Did you see that in the budget, at the state house, there's a line in there for $1.5 million for a YMCA in Kershaw County?
No, I didn't.
No, it says Lugoff specifically, doesn't it?
No, it says Kershaw
County.
Okay. Yeah. Kershaw County.
And so MUSC is pledging $3 million to it in Lugoff. Okay. So now these two things that were just out there floating around. This offer was made by Daryl, and it never.
His other brother Daryl didn't know that.
Nobody knew about this.
This is Daryl Ogburn's swan song. This is his whole entire lobbying politician career has let, for some reason, him and a certain select other individuals, who I'm not going to name, want this YMCA to be built.
It's the same crew.
Lindsey Graham is one of them. Lindsey Graham is one of them.
It's the same crew that did the Revolutionary War Center.
Okay.
It's the same players.
So obviously somebody's making money off of it.
It's not about money.
Oh, it's not?
These people have plenty of money. They've had money for generations.
Yeah.
And they have money to pass down to their generations. They are major contributors to certain members on the county council. They are major power players and very powerful people within the Camden elites. And they are the ones who want this YMCA built.
We don't know where. We don't know where yet. We don't know who owns the property.
Originally, it was behind the Ford dealership. Right?
Does Julian Burns own that?
Did you notice that land by on the other side of Gadgets that's all fenced off with barbed wire, but they have like three vehicles in there.
Yeah, that's a potential. I think that's going to be some potential places, and that right in that 601 corridor right there is where they're going to put it. You know, they're the Condors on down 601 where the used car lot is, behind that where they had a rodeo down there a few years ago. That's Condor property right there. That's who owned the property where the tomb was built on top of the hill on 601. Okay. That we lost $1.7 million on a number of years ago.
Under the wonderful Julian Burns. Did you ever notice he has the same name and actually looks like the character from Simpsons?
That's what I used to always call him.
Oh, did you?
Burns.
Yeah, that. I was like, one day I looked at him, I was like, well, I'll be damned.
You ever seen some of my posts? I'll say, I see you, old man Burns, creeping on some of my posts.
I've seen that, and I didn't even, I've never seen the picture, but yeah, that's exactly who reminds me of.
What we have
Release
now
the hounds.
What we had then was a council that would hammer it through.
Yeah. Right, what like that, the penny, the penny tax. No, it's not a penny, it's 1%.
What we have now is the subtle slap.
Yeah, this okay. is the.
This is the same boss, just in a dress.
I think I can't say that she's like Julian Burns. Burns.
That's a different technique.
Yeah.
Oh, a different playbook.
But playing for the same people have their hands up the puppet.
Oh. Don't tell me. I don't ever want to know. Because it might.
I'll tell you, there's definitely.
It might change my soul.
There's at least one individual who gave money to both Julian Burns and Katie Gwynn.
Wow.
Gave more
that
money to Katie
like
Gwynn.
That sounds like something Trump did. Just to see which way it rolls.
That's the way it goes around here. Mm-hmm. Until the common people.
Well. That's what
began to overwhelm.
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's why it's so important for me more people to stand up and voice their opinion. It can't be the same ones over and over again. New people have to get in there. I'm glad Miss Stevens did.
Oh yeah.
She does her homework all the flipping time.
Yeah,
you can't. She's like Spock. Don't even try. She's got the facts.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she started speaking up because people listen to her.
It's kind of what I said in my.
I think Stevens is a powerful woman.
Yeah.
I mean, in personal life, I don't know her in personal life, but I can imagine.
She's a woman of her convictions.
Well, she's married to a firefighter, so she has to put up with an ass.
Yeah.
So she's got a backbone.
I totally agree.
All right.
What? Oh, next, I'm sorry.
It's kind of what I
Shots fired.
I can't say shit because Caitlin's watching this and she's going to be like, you're goddamn right.
When I was talking, one of the things I said,
I don't know how you got her, by the way. I say that on camera.
A lot of people agree with what we're saying.
Yes.
They do. They're scared to say it.
What do they say? The
and I said that they are intimidated by their own government.
You can't be intimidated. Right. I found that a lot of people are intimidated by things because they haven't had to suffer in their life at all. I think unless you have some kind of suffrage, then you don't know how strong you can be until you have to. So unless you have come some kind of suffrage in your life, and it could be any kind of suffrage. Everybody goes through their own suffering.
Yeah.
Everybody's is different. Mm-hmm. But you have to go through something that hits your soul so hard that you have to say, you either have to turn around or jump off the cliff. And that's what it takes for most people to change their minds and say, screw this, I need to turn around and change this.
Yeah.
Or it takes one person to stand up and then more people stand up, then other people stand up.
Countless people have texted me and be like, man, I used to think you were full of shit. I used to think you were a punk. I hated hearing everything you had to say. But guess what happened to me this weekend? You're not going to believe what the fuck happened to me when Kershaw County Sheriff's
Office. And here's a story.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, man, look, no ill will on my part. I get it. Welcome to the team. You know, like, there's so many people. And when me and Caitlin talked on the Vote Matt podcast, we've said it many times, like, I have not had anybody, zero, not one person come to me as aggressive or disagreeing with me as they do on Facebook. I'm a pacifist, man.
Like, I think you have to, I think me reading you, tell me if I'm wrong, you would have to be pushed to a point, and it would have to be over certain items. And by items, in quotations, your wife, your property.
Sure.
You're not a violent man, but you're a man of violence.
Yes.
But don't get pushed.
You know, even Jeff has confronted the sheriff face to face about other things, and you can see him shrink away. Because when you turn light on their hypocrisy, they're like,
bullies don't like to be
nobody
stood up to.
Nobody has yet.
Have you seen changes in council since you've been going? In other words, have you seen them address any of our grievances, not necessarily change policy, but do we have an effect on
degrees?
Have you seen I will say in council pass, like that guy that came up that wanted to get rezoned, they would have turned him down just because they were assholes and Julian Burns could do it. Mm-hmm. He was a one or two star general or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody that thinks he thinks he can walk on water and all that stuff. Well, this is the real world. Mm-hmm. But had an itch, sorry. What the hell was the question? I do think so. I think that there was, some people still have an agenda. Some people had an agenda, and I think they're changing their agenda to fit with some of the, they're getting a lot of pushback. So I think they're changing their agenda to kind of pacify people to a certain point. I think some of them are the way they've always been. The newbies.
Well, the narrative.
Katie has changed. Let me say, Katie has changed. She has.
Negative or positive?
Positive. Because when she told Russell Brazel to basically shut the hell up, I loved it. Because he wanted to. Jimmy had his turn, and then Russell wanted to talk smack again because he can't stop. And if he can't stop, he'll get his brown shirts to accost you out in the parking lot. And somebody step up to me and you better watch your mouth. They'll just hit me full. That's the only way you're going to get me to shut up. Who are you?
I don't know.
But yeah, his little brown shirt running around. But
dude had no idea how much danger he was in.
Oh my God. This cane, where is it? Wherever my cane is, that will crack a skull open.
He had idea. Jeff, what do you say?
And yes, changed for the better. Yes, she has.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you seen a difference in the way the county council has been behaving lately over the last few months?
I have. And let's just kind of look at the narratives that they brought to begin with. On the Woodard Park recreation thing.
Mm-hmm. That was
the right off the bat, it was an economic development, wonderfulness, travel, baseball, sunshine and lollipop, right? We started bringing receipts, saying, look, no, this thing costs more, especially for smaller counties.
Yeah.
And so we know that it's not for that.
You know what Shoemake said recently? This was never about economic development.
Right.
This was never about making money or being paid.
Isn't that on the record, though, that it was about economic development?
Does that mean?
Yeah.
Fauci said safe and effective.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, I'm glad I got all 16 of my boosters.
Don't you know there's a digital record of this shit, man, at your own town hall meetings?
Yeah.
Come on, you can look at all of them. Download them from YouTube if you know how.
So what did the narrative change to then?
Well, then it was for the kids, for the children.
Yeah.
Right?
For the children.
And I gotta say, I hate bringing this up, but it just, it sticks in my craw when people say, for the children, wasn't that said in 1939?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I say, fuck your kids, man. They're not my responsibility.
I take care of mine, I will help.
Yeah.
But
maybe I'll help my neighbors, help my friends.
This goes back to the fundamental function. If we don't know what that is, it's always going to be whatever we want it to be.
That's true. I mean, there has to be a lot. I don't know. I always thought of constitutional totalitarianism. I kind of put them together.
It's a thing, man.
But you are strictly adhering to the principles of the Constitution. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no amending. The only amendments that there are the first 10. There's no income tax.
I would love to have that constitutional argument right now of whether the Constitution is even should be valid. Maybe we should go.
There is no treason.
That's a fucking
that's a whole show.
So, Tim, thank you so much for coming down. Deep in the heart of Kershaw County, we are still trying to make Kershaw County the freest county in all of South Carolina.
Come join us. We have a good time,
man.
The cool kids hang out outside of county council.
We're starting a whole club out there, ain't
we? Hey, did you know?
I sit through the whole thing.
I know.
Dude, you report back.
I report. Yeah, that's great. I'm the CNN reporter standing in the wind.
Yeah, okay. Mostly peaceful.
Hey. Yeah.
You know what we need to do is start tailgating. Have some hot dogs, some brats.
I have considered that many times.
It's public property.
Yeah, yeah. And I talked to Craig about it one time, the chief deputy right there.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah.
So,
I mean, you can actually still whip your wife on the courthouse steps.
Don't try it. Do not try it.
They don't go. Don't come to the on this closed location.
Yeah. All laws are permanent.
That's our thing.
All laws are permanent. They always remember that.
All laws. What'd you say?
All laws are permanent.
Until they change.
Well, there's 44 billion of them up there.
Go
ahead to the lobby. Look in the back, and there's wall after wall of laws, rules, and regulations for you and me.
That's why, boys and girls, is why you never talk to the police, because you could get yourself in trouble because you have no idea how many laws there are.
Exactly.
Peace, folks.
Peace.
We're out.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?